Okay, you're probably talking about Memorial Day weekend plans, right? Is that what you're talking about? Well, I need you to talk about Take Two right now, because before you get started with your weekend, I need you to participate in this discussion, because we want to go into the weekend with a better understanding of ourselves and the people around us. So I'm Debbie Giorgiani, a co-host of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and Jerry will be back on Tuesday, and we have this incredible show planned for you today, for you to call in. You got a special treat. You've got Ace McKay answering phones, Charles is at the controls, and Michael McCall's on social media. I'm waving to you guys. Get the chats going. Here's the title of the show. Get ready. Get over yourself. Come on, get over yourself. Have you ever heard that said to someone, or maybe somebody said it to you? What does it mean? What does it mean to be like self-obsessed and egocentric, inward-looking type of person? And somebody says, get over yourself. There's a whole nother world out there. Stop thinking of yourself. Start thinking of other people. Let's talk about it today. This is a really, it could be a really healthy discussion on what it means to be Christ in the world and not be so self-absorbed, you know, focusing only on ourselves. We know that the saints, especially one of our newest that's going to be canonized real soon, because the second miracle came in, Blessed Carlo Acutis. He used to say, you know, when we always look at ourselves, we're sad. But if we look outside of ourselves to God, that's when we find the true joy. Let's talk about it. Please don't get started with your Memorial Day weekend yet. I need your help. I need your company. I need your wisdom, and I need your lived experience. So pick up the phone and dial this number right now and tell me what you think about this topic and your take on it and your understanding of it. And maybe you can impart something that another soul today can learn and grow from. So here is the number, 833-288-3986. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We are a live, safe, friendly call-in platform. This is where the faithful come together. We grow and we learn and we just get to know one another. And it is we believe it's a Holy Spirit-driven experience each and every time we do Take Two. We're going on almost 9 years. In June, it'll be 9 years. And you've never disappointed us, ever. The Take Two family shows up every single time. So if you're listening, you hear the sound of my voice, you don't have to be Catholic, you are part of the Take Two family, we consider you part of the Take Two family, make that call. If you've never called into a radio show before, we want this show to be the one that you do that. Because I'm pretty friendly, I think. Well, yeah. Well, I think I've checked with Charles and everybody and they say I am. So I need you guys to tell me if I'm friendly, then tell the world that it's a friendly platform, that Jerry and I are friendly. Tell your friends to, okay, see Charles, he had to confirm that because he's our producer, but he said that now several times. He said, yes, I would agree that we're friendly. We are. We're very friendly. It's very relaxed. It's a conversation. And we just love being with the Take Two family with these topics that we put forth. So the title today is Get Over Yourself. Okay. Do you know that person that's, you know, I know the term narcissistic floats around a lot with this. And if we want to talk about narcissism, absolutely, we can do that. We are life coaches. We have the ministry Stand Tall. And you can find us at standtalltoday.com. And I could talk about all of that if you want to. We have a couple open phone lines, so Ace McKay is busy. 833-288-3986. Today's saint of the day, I'm going to sneeze. Today's saint of the day is Our Lady Help of Christians. So let's remember that. And thank you, whoever just said God bless you, because I almost sneezed. That was so sweet. Coming up, I just wanted to share, before I forget, because at the end of the show, it goes really fast. On Monday for Memorial Day, we have a special brand new content episode of Take Two. Jerry and I, we got to interview the best-selling author, an amazing speaker, Susan Tassone, on her new book, for children on purgatory. So I'm going to show you if you're on YouTube, I'm going to put up the book right now on my camera. And I have the book. I love this book, New Friends, Now and Forever, A Story About the Holy Souls. Susan Tassone did a great job on this children's book on purgatory. You're going to hear all about it on Monday. But today we're talking about that. Yeah, it is a sneak preview. And you can, oh, by the way, this book, if you and want to pick it up, you can pick it up at EWTN.com. It's available on the religious catalog, EWTNRC.com, the religious catalog. By the way, about the religious catalog, I know I'm digressing. I know it, Charles, but here's what I get to have this Friday show, and so I'm very excited about it. I got an email this morning from the religious catalog that they have the coolest set of ball caps, golf caps, ball caps, you know, baseball caps, with all these images of Saint Benedict and all. So I'm going to go shopping later and I'm going to get new hats. I'm so excited. I just had to share that with the Take Two family because we share everything here. So we have a couple open phone lines. Please call in about people that you maybe work with that are self-absorbed. Maybe you're married to a person like that. Maybe there's one in your family. Maybe you're that person. You don't have to out yourself. You can give your confirmation name. I mean, I'm not going to put you on the spot, really. It's Memorial Day weekend. I'm in a good mood. So just let's talk about it, though. So in this last 2 minutes, fill up those last few phone lines and dial this number, 833-288-3986. So Susan Tassone is on Monday. Today you have me. Tuesday, Jerry's back, but it's a new show on Monday. We hope and pray, Jerry wanted me to make sure I shared this with you. We hope and pray you have a very safe and beautiful Memorial Day, whatever you have planned, because I know a lot of people are going out of town. Half of my friends are all gone already. They all made plans to go out of town. So just be safe, you guys. But, you know, maybe listen to Catholic radio when you're traveling. So maybe if you're with friends who've never listened to Catholic radio before, you can introduce them to it. Wouldn't that be wonderful? That would be a great way to spread the gospel message to a friend. Okay, I'll give the number again. The title of the show is Get Over Yourself, and we need you to call in. So if you have something to say about this topic, about people that are self-absorbed, self-obsessed, they're constantly inward looking, now's the time to call in. 833-288-3986. Remember, guys, this is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. You are the key person. So if you sit this out, it's not going to be the best discussion. So call in. I'll be right back. Are there people in your life that are totally obsessed with themselves, always thinking of themselves? So, you know, even when you talk to them on the phone, it's all about them. I did this, I did that. You know, it's really interesting how in life coaching, we get a lot of clients that call up and they'll share with us how they have these relationships with friends and coworkers. And they'll say to us, I just don't get it. It's not a back and forth relationship. It's all about them. So do you have people like that? And you know what? Let's talk about that angle. And so the title of the show is Get Over Yourself, talking about this self-importance, I can't speak today, it's Friday, the importance on self, how's that? The importance of self, and it is important to take care of yourself, it is important to focus and have that kind of self-preservation in various situations, but when we become too absorbed, too obsessed with self, we tend to get closed in. Okay, it's not a healthy situation, especially for us as Catholic Christians, because we are meant to take it off of ourselves and focus on God and focus on others, right? And so there's this balance, there's this dance that happens. And so let's talk about it. Get over yourself now. Mary Alice from New Jersey, you were going to be first up. You were on the line waiting. Please call back. I'd really want to hear what you have to say, Mary Alice. Please pick up that phone and call back, 833-288-3986. There are open phone lines. I'm going to get to Maggie in Massachusetts in just a second. I need to share with our listeners. National Catholic Register, you can get it by email. So EWTN's National Catholic Register is America's most trusted Catholic news source with a comprehensive view of the world from a Catholic perspective. Give a gift subscription or subscribe for yourself and save up to 42%, you guys. That's a lot of savings. Visit ncregister.com today and you can receive daily, weekly, or alert emails from the Register. Visit ewtn.com and click on subscribe. Self-importance. See, I did it. It's Friday. I love Fridays. I get very punchy on Fridays. I'm just letting you guys know this, okay? Because I don't know why. Ever since a little kid, it's probably because I went to Catholic school, and it was kind of high pressure in school, in Catholic school where I went to in New Jersey. So Mary Alice, there's another shout out for New Jersey. Call back and represent the great state of New Jersey. And it was high pressure. You know, we were always required to get great, fabulous grades. You know, our parents put some pressure on us. And so Fridays was so cool. I couldn't wait to get off the bus from school. And the uniform came flying off and my play clothes came on. And I went out to the streets with my friends in the neighborhood. And it was so much fun to be with the public school kids. So it's so true. That is a true statement. So I think it comes from my childhood. I'm just saying. So I did a little self-therapy there on air with you guys. Okay, a couple open phone lines. Get over yourself. Let's go to Maggie, who's got something to say from Springville, Massachusetts, listening on the app. Hi, Maggie. Hello, Maggie.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
I hope it's been... Oh, good. Well, I have to first apologize, and I maybe am not really, this might not be exactly what you're talking about, but and the person is me, and I'm not totally, obsessed with myself and my problems, but I do sometimes get into that mind frame, mm-hmm. mindset. I'm a 60-year-old woman, and I have 5 adult children, 8 grandchildren. One of my children, adult children, has special needs. He has autism. He's 27, and he'll be forever 4, I call it. But I have a lot of responsibility still, even as my children are grown. And my issue is I have numerous health concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like cancer, but I have autoimmune issues and
sure.
mold illness and migraine headaches and things. And it can just consume. I do work part-time, but it just can sometimes consume me. And, you know, I have to do so much to try to stay healthy, and I want to stay healthy, especially because I have my special needs son. I want to help take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I do get in that mindset, like, I just feel like I'm thinking about myself so much. I start to feel a little guilty, and,
sure.
you know, because Jesus, I trust in you, and then I do the... novena often of Father Delindo, you know, Jesus,
Rutolo.
You take care
mm-hmm.
of it. Yeah, right. So I'm like, oh, should God be taking care of this? Should I just, you know, how much should I take care of myself? Because I could, mm-hmm. there's so much information now too online that I could mm-hmm. spend all day, you know.
Sure.
So I'm just wondering what your thoughts were about that.
Oh, yeah, I have definite thoughts. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Who's taking care of you?
Yeah, just me.
Okay.
Well, no,
yeah.
I have a husband.
Okay.
But he works too, you know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But does he help out as best he can?
Yes, he does.
Okay. There's nothing wrong, Maggie, with taking care of yourself. You need to stay healthy. You have to fill your own, you know, figurative cup, if you will. And then what the excess that comes over the side of the cup goes to everyone else, including your son that you need to take care of. But if we tap into our reserves, if we tap into and then it starts to deplete us and illness starts to set in, it's really interesting how the body responds. And so it's important for you to fill yourself up for your health and well-being, and for the ability for you to take care of your son and all the needs and the requirements that you have in your home. So there's nothing wrong, in my opinion, with like self-preservation, taking care of yourself, being, they use the word kind of being selfish for a good way. But the word selfish gets, you know, as Catholic Christians, we don't like that word. So it's just to really honor yourself so that you can be there for others. And so I would not feel guilty because you got to stay healthy. So that's important. Don't do what I did, Maggie, many years ago. I tapped into the reserves, and I had, and thank goodness I had a great pastor that pulled me aside and said, "You better stop. You better stop now. You're going to get sick." And it was wonderful. He kind of woke me up, and then I started to have more balance and structure and everything to really get myself healthy so I could be there in a healthy way for others. Does that help at all, or what do you think?
It does. And as you're speaking, I was thinking of, oh, but there's some of those saints, you know, I've done the Woman of Grace series, and that they worked so hard. They literally like worked themselves to death, to sickness. And it almost seemed like that is commendable. And so sometimes it feels like, gosh, is that what I'm supposed to? So it can be confusing when we look at some of those other, you know, examples of the saints, or maybe I'm perceiving it wrong, but you know what I mean?
No. I do know what you mean. No, I totally get it. I mean, if you read into the lives of the saints, they had some pretty horrific situations and they kept going, right? And they just kept, you know, powering through. I understand that. But, you know, you have to look at their situation. You know, a lot of them were not married, right? They were in religious orders. You have to look at the whole situation. You're a wife and a mother. Different vocation. Different requirements on you than were on the lives of many saints, right? A lot of them were sisters, were nuns. You know, not everybody. There were married, you know, saints. Okay, but my point is, you have to look at the whole entire picture, and we're never to. It's my understanding, Maggie. We're never to compare. The saints are there as role models, and they are there to encourage us to go deeper. But we're never to kind of say, "Well, I'm going to be like this saint or whatever." And you try to, you know, work your whole life in that same vein of how that path was for that particular saint, because everybody is unique. Everybody has different gifts, different talents, different personalities. We know that, Maggie, because that's why God assigned each of us a guardian angel that is matched to our personality. So God works with our characteristics, our personality. So what you want to do is be the best Maggie you can be. You see, does that change it a bit?
Yes, thank you. Yes, it does.
I hope that helps. I do a lot of work in this area. I really do. I do. You asked a great question, by the way. I do a lot of work in this area. And I tell you, I feel so bad for the people that I work with, the clients that come to Stand Tall, when they'll say to me, you know, I don't know if I'm doing enough. They'll say that all the time. I don't know if I'm doing enough. And as soon as they say that, my heart just aches. Because I'm like, don't be so hard on yourself. See, when we're hard on ourselves, the Holy Spirit can't completely work the way the Holy Spirit wants to work in our lives. So we want to really be in the best mind, body, and spirit position with balance so that the Holy Spirit can work in us and through us. And it's really a beautiful kind of flow of how it works from the Trinity. And we're going into Trinity Sunday, which is so amazing. But you see what I'm saying with that, Maggie? So it really, I want you to have peace today and really start filling your figurative cup for Maggie so that you can be the best you can be for others. What do you say?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You made my day. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Maggie. You're awesome. I love talking to you. You're a sweetheart. Okay, take care. And I put you in the book, too. I put your whole family in the prayer book.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. We'll see you soon. Okay, now you can get started with your Memorial Day weekend. Okay, see, Maggie did the right thing. Maggie called in, shared thoughts, and we talked, and it was beautiful. Now she could get started with her weekend. I'm still going to do another shout out to Mary Alice in New Jersey. Mary Alice, you were going to be first. So there's an open phone line if you'd like to call in, 833-288-3986. 3986. Please do not get started with your weekend yet. The title of the show is Get Over Yourself. We're talking about self-absorbed people, and or maybe you're that person, and what can we do about it today? It's a perfect time to talk about this. Like I said, we're going into Trinity Sunday. We're going into Memorial Day. You could be like a brand new you. You know how St. Teresa of Avila used to say to the nuns, begin again, begin anew. You can do it today, but you got to call in. I need your help. So the number to dial is 833-288-3986. I'm welcoming all first-time callers today. I'm super excited. We had a lot of first-time callers this week, and it's so much fun. So if you want to be a brand new caller, you can do it right now today. How exciting is that? The day before Padre Pio's birthday. Isn't that cool? You can always remember that. 833-288-3986. Please call in, because Ace McKay does not like to sit there and tap his fingers waiting for the phone to ring. He likes to talk to you. So call up and make your call and give us your experience or your understanding, knowledge of this topic of getting outside of yourself and really looking at the world and understanding things with balance and a really good Christian perspective. What do you say? There goes the phone lines. That's the way to do it. There's still open phone lines. Okay, I'm going to keep pushing the whole entire hour until all those phone lines are filled, because we almost always have full phone lines. So obviously you guys are packing or making plans for the weekend. You didn't invite us. That's okay. But please call in. 833-288-3986. We're going to go to Santos in, is it Parasol, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Did I get your city correct?
Say again?
Is it Parasol?
Yeah, Parasol.
Okay, beautiful. And is Santos?
Correct.
Okay, welcome. Thank you for calling in. So share with us, what are your thoughts?
I mean, so the topic is about, becoming more selfish or becoming less selfish, because, it's kind of ironic and funny that, I don't know, you say that, you frame it in such a way that the topic is about becoming less selfish, and then you tell callers to become more selfish.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. Okay.
I don't think it makes sense in the context of her life, but I don't know.
Okay, so let me explain a couple things. You're referring to Maggie's call. Absolutely, we should get over ourselves when we're too self-absorbed or too, egocentric, totally inward looking, inward thinking, where we're constantly putting ourselves first. Okay, so you're spot on. So it's right on topic. But remember, on take two, we cover all different angles of every topic that we present. In Maggie's case, when she called in, she thought maybe she was being a bit too self-absorbed or obsessed in certain areas. And I shared with her that in her case, given the circumstances that she's in, taking care of her son, being a wife and working, that she actually should take care of herself too. There's a balance. So you see where I was covering it from different angles. That's the key, Santos. That's the key, because here's the problem with people throw out the word, oh, he's narcissistic, or she struggles with narcissism. They're not really understanding it well, because they have to look at the whole circumstance and what a person is doing and how a person is surviving. And yes, there are narcissistic people in the world who are self-absorbed and who only care about themselves, and the whole world revolves around them. And that's not a good way to show up as a Christian. Okay. But then there's other people that, they've been accused of being it, and really they're not. They're not. So you have to look at it from every angle. Santos, please don't go anywhere. You hear the music. Stay with me. I want to hear your comments. So stay on the line just another minute and a half, and I'll be right back talking about getting over ourselves and getting out into the world. Stay with us. Get over yourself. That's what we we're talking about today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And Santos has been waiting so patiently in Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Did that help the explanation that I gave before the break? Santos? Oh, can we put him back on the air? Oh, there you go. Ace is answering calls too. So Santos, was that a better explanation that I gave?
Which one? The one you just gave me previous?
Yeah, where I shared that, you know, we're talking about being self-absorbed, but sometimes people think they're self-absorbed, but they're really not, and they really should take care of themselves so that they can be better and healthier for others. Did that kind of clear it up a little?
I mean, it's sort of just vagaries. It's just, it wasn't really... I mean, I guess in the end of the day, she knows her life. I don't know. Like, maybe that's all she has in life, you know, just taking care of other people. And they're really, what is she going to do? Like, what else? Like, how is she going to, like, be selfish? There's nothing, she's not 20 anymore. So, like, maybe this is the only thing she has in her life.
Right.
And telling her to, like, go look for something else that's probably not even there.
Okay, no, and I don't want to give the, I don't want to be, I want to be really clear, Santos, because I see what you're saying. I think Maggie took it the right way because I think we had a great conversation. I'm not asking her to change her life. I'm not asking her to change her circumstances. There's things that are called stolen moments where you can have time for yourself to just recharge, to get centered, to regroup, to rest. And it can be something that's only 2-3 minutes a day. It could be reading a beautiful chapter in a book and sitting down and just quieting yourself. It could be going to adoration for 15 minutes and trying to squeeze it in, going there in person or online. So those little moments that Maggie can just relax and breathe and really fill herself will benefit her for the rest of the day instead of just kind of running. You know, a lot of times we run on we're full steam ahead. We have our foot on the gas pedal and then we just wear out by the end of the day, and that's not really healthy for the body. So you see where I'm going with it?
I mean, I guess, but like, I think someone with any amount of intuition would just like come to that conclusion themselves.
Right. Well, I have to tell you, I don't mean to disagree with you, but I'm in life coaching. I've been in life coaching since the year 2000. And I can tell you that even though we know that, and it makes sense what you're saying, and it's kind of common sense, a lot of people will wear themselves out and not really take note of how it's affecting their health. It happens all the time. I see it with caregivers all the time. I was a caregiver for 11 years and I wore myself out because each day just goes into the next day to the next day and it becomes a blur in your life. You're really not taking the time to take care of yourself the way you really should so that you can be better. But I see where you're going with it. I mean, you make a lot of sense and I appreciate so very much the call. Any final comments?
I don't know. Maybe there really isn't any alternative to like one's suffering. The people should just carry their cross and suffer, because suffering is virtue. Mm-hmm. And there's sometimes no alternative. And
that's,
I mean, like the show, you know, I feel like sort of self-masturbatory, but you know, that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's an interesting angle, but the thing about it is we can do a whole nother show on this about suffering, because I always say let your suffering work for you rather than against you, right? Develop you spiritually, to benefit you spiritually. So I agree with that. The only thing, though, is I think sometimes we heap a lot of extra suffering on ourselves that was never intended for us. And the reason why I know that is I follow a very wonderful healing priest out of India. His name is Father Bobby Emperyl, E-M-P-R-A-Y-I-L. And Father Bobby talks about it all the time. He says people take on extra weight, extra suffering that was never intended for them. So it's very interesting. I appreciate the call. Please, please, please call us again and have a beautiful, now you can have a beautiful Memorial Day weekend. And we thank you so much for calling Take Two. What a beautiful call. That was good. I mean, it keeps me, you know, I love these kinds of questions back and forth and discussion because it's all kind of in the life coaching realm. So if you have something to say about this, about self-importance, being self-obsessed, egocentric, inward-looking, inward-thinking, narcissistic behavior, call in 833-288-3986. You don't have to out yourself, but if your wisdom and knowledge can help another one, another soul, please call in before this show ends. It's very, very important. I'm going to get back to the phones. Christina in Texas. Look at Texas go. This is like all week long. Texas is just coming in strong for Take Two. Before I get to Christina, hold on a second. I just want to congratulate. Congratulations going out to another member of the EWTN radio family. St. John Paul II Catholic Radio in Southern California is celebrating 10 years with EWTN. Congratulations to Raul Cada and his great team in San Diego, El Centro, Escondido. Wow, you guys are doing so good. Raul and the team and Steve and the others, oh, amazing. From your friends here at EWTN, 10 years, Raul. Think of all the souls that you are reaching with St. John Paul II Catholic Radio in Southern California. Love that area. That's a beautiful area. It's only like... I can get to that area in 6 hours from where I live in Arizona. Okay, we do have an open phone line because Santos went. Santos freed the line. We have another line open. I'm still waiting for Mary Alice from New Jersey. And here's the number, 833-288-3986. Please call in if you want to talk about, you know, maybe your spouse said to you, get over yourself. Has that ever happened? That could be kind of rude, but let's talk about it. Christina, Houston, Texas, on Alexa. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I was actually thinking about self-centeredness in a marriage. And so it's funny that you just said that because that was going to be part of that's my comment and how when you're a young couple and you're married and, you know, like everything's perfect. And then you realize that it turns into like a little bit of a battle. Well, me, like, you know, well, I want this. Well, I want to do this. And when you start putting yourself in what you want in front of what is best for the couple, it becomes a battle. It's a competition and it's not peaceful. And then you learn to like, okay, let me just step back a little bit and then think about what he's saying and why he's saying it. And then when you actually do that, so you start to see the way they look at life, you know, and sometimes it's very different than the way that we look at life. Mm-hmm. And so you start to find this like peace and you're like, okay, that makes sense. And then we're not going to fight about this. This is going to flow better. And then whenever I feel like I have a lot of friends have had, you know, unfortunate divorces or things like that. And they say, I've lost myself. At some point I lost myself, but it was because you were trying to like move forward. In my opinion, I've never said this. I've just in my mind, I've thought about it, move forward without him or you as a couple, but right. You don't, it's almost like you have to lose. Oh, like we said with, I think Ace was like, you have to lose yourself to be able to find yourself in your marriage and grow. Mm-hmm. And then the peace comes and then you are more joyful and you or your family just really, anytime you do something for others, mm-hmm. It's a really great thing. It gives more fruit, I guess.
Yeah.
That was my comment. So I think it's challenging, you know, for sure. But I do think it's a wonderful thing. And it brings you peace and joy. So
yeah, I totally agree. And I'm so glad, Christina, you use the word competition, because we see a lot of it in the coaching work we do. Couples will call in and they'll say there's kind of this underlying competitive sense, you know, well, you do something, then I get something, then you do something, then I get this. And then and it's odd. And it goes into when they have arguments, you know, sometimes one will win the argument, and the other one will win. And the interesting thing about the coupleship is there really should be a win-win. You know, when we have arguments or disagreements, think about a fight, right? A fight, there's got to be a winner and there's a loser. And that's not really a healthy place to be when you're, you know, you've got to share a house, a home with this person. You know, you're making a life with this person and you don't want winners and losers. You know, you really want people that are growing together in holiness. That's what you want. And so it's interesting that you use the word competition. I love that how you, because I actually wrote that down if you weren't going to use it and you did, and you're spot on. And you do, as you mature in the relationship, you do learn to do that healthy dance in the relationship where you can really benefit and serve one another in a healthy way that it doesn't deplete you. Because you're right, people will say after 10 years, you know, I lost myself. I was giving, and I don't even know who I am anymore. Well, there's also an agreement that really should be made with the couples, with the husband and wife, to really agree upon how you're going to tackle and handle this relationship together. Through prayer, through discernment, through communication, through love, through respect, through service, through words of affirmation. You know, it goes on, the whole love languages thing, right? But the interesting thing is there are couples I know, and I will tell you, Marty and I were one of those couples, where we practice an exercise. It's a life coaching exercise. We practice it where we really ask each other pretty much every day. Sometimes we miss a couple days because we are of our schedule. But we ask each other every day, you know, how can I serve you today? What is going to really help you today? What is going to help you grow in holiness today? It's always about today. And it's so interesting because we kind of outdo each other on trying to make the other one really be, I don't know, like super Mother Teresa. It's really interesting how it works. And it's a building up together, and it really helps to keep the harmony, the peace, the joy, the fun, the adventure, and the journey, the pilgrimage to holiness. It's incredible. So I don't know, if I just thought I'd throw that out there. What do you think?
No, I love it. And I think you're absolutely right. And it's supposed to be fun, and it's supposed to, you're absolutely right. I might try that. We're working on it.
Yeah, well,
so it's one day at a time.
Right. One day at a time. But Christina, ask your husband to sit down and say, hey, what do you think if we try this life skills exercise? And we try this and we really, because, and the goal, here's the goal. The goal is not to just give each other things and, you know, make each other happy. The goal is holiness. Always the goal is holiness. And you know that. So You say, well, here's what we do. We enter into that journey. We enter into that process by what we can contribute to holiness. And so I'll give you an example real quickly, Christina. So one day I remember this vividly. I said to Marty, I said, you know, what can I do to serve you today to, you know, have you grow, you know, in holiness? And he goes, actually, I want you to read this that I just pulled out of, I think it was like Deacon Harold Burke Sivers' book, Behold the Man. I believe that was the book. And he goes, I just want you to read this and explain this to me. And I was like, wow, that is so cool. That he, you know, that's what really would serve him. And so I did. We had a great discussion. I was so grateful that Deacon Harold wrote the book, and it was fabulous. But you see where I'm going with it? There's needs. There's emotional needs, there's physical needs, there's, you know, and then there's spiritual needs. But the interesting thing is when we enter into that type of service with one another in the marital relationship, the sacrament of marriage, it is really transformative. I mean, it each day becomes very unique. What do you say, Christina?
I love it. You're full of wisdom. Thank you so much. I needed this.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Thank you so much. By the way, you're in Houston, Texas. I'm going to be in Houston, Texas, July 13th for the summer speaker series with Adam Bly. So make sure you tell all your friends we're going to be there, and we're going to have at the Houston studios for Guadalupe Radio Network. We're going to have all sorts of fun activities. It's going to be great. It's in July. I know it's hot and I know it's humid, and I'm coming from dry desert Arizona, but I'm ready to come to Houston. I can't wait. Okay.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Bye, Christina. Thank you. What a great call. She was so lovely. Okay, Diane in Cleveland, Ohio, on our friends at The Rock. Hi, Diane.
Hi. How are you, Debbie?
I'm great. How are you?
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, thank you. Yes, go right ahead. Yeah.
So I get self-absorbed, especially on the holidays, particularly Mother's Day was really hard. Now Memorial Day is coming up a little bit. I am a caregiver like you used to be. So I am working a little bit, which helps me get a little bit out of myself. But my son, I don't know, I suspect he might be homosexual. So he won't call me, he won't talk to me. My number's blocked, you know. He moved, he won't give me his address. My family disowned me, you know. I live alone, I'm 70, and it's hard sometimes to get out of that when you have a lot of time to. I try to find things to fill my time so I don't think about it too much, you know.
Right.
But the holidays are really, really hard to get, especially Mother's Day, and then my birthday's coming up, and those Christmas, you know, and all those, you know, my daughter, oh, she'll text me, Happy Mother's Day, that's all. I didn't even get anything for my son, you know.
Right, right.
My sister even came out and said, I don't talk to you anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's really painful. Okay, so can I share a couple things? In the work that I do in coaching, I hear this all the time, Diane. So a couple things I want to share. First of all, you're not alone. There are a lot of moms, a lot of dads, a lot of grandparents in the same position you're in. So you're not alone. And that should bring you a little bit of comfort and peace knowing you're not alone. Because one of the reasons when we're separated from our families or we have these strained relationships, we feel like, oh my goodness, everybody else is going on with life. Everybody else has relationships with their families and I don't. It's not true. It's just not true. It's happening all across the world. So Diane, know that you're not alone. Number two, your birthday's coming up. Happy birthday. When is your actual birthday?
Well, it's in August 31st.
Okay. So you've got the Take Two family. I put you in the prayer book. We're going to be praying for you on your special birthday. I love that. Happy birthday, early happy birthday. But Diane, you're a caregiver. You're giving in, you're feeling the sadness in your heart. This is a mom. You are a mom. Okay. The best thing, and I think you know where I'm going with this, is to align yourself with the Blessed Mother. Okay. Cling to the Blessed Mother. She knows sadness. She knows sorrow. She knows it all because she had experienced it all as a mother, and she's our spiritual mother. And so Diane, think of it like this. Go for the big prize. Go for the big picture. Don't think of the day to day in this situation of what's happening with your family. Go for God. Go big. Go higher. Okay. Keep your focus on like the biggest prize ahead of you, very laser focused. That's what I do. That's what a lot of other parents and grandparents do who have a very similar situation as yourself. What do you say, Diane?
Yeah, I go to Mass every day. I have adoration today for 2 hours. I belong to the cenacle, the divine cenacle, where we play the rosary. So I try to fill myself with God as much and ask Him to give me the grace to get through this day or the coming day. Cause,
right.
You know, I do pray the rosary every day.
Right.
I belong to the Padre Pio meeting here in Cleveland.
Oh, good.
So
that's really
pray
good.
They have a chalice that was Padre Pio's chalice, and Cindy prays with me with the chalice, you know, over my picture of my kids and that stuff. You know, but
good. It's hard, though. I know it's hard. But look at it like this. Remember, let your suffering work for you rather than against you. Every time that you have a situation with your children, that there is a disappointment, there is a sadness, there's a loss, you're feeling the grief. Think of it like this. Say to yourself, hey, you kids, you're just getting me one step closer to heaven. I'm growing in holiness. Every time they do the disappointing things, it's actually building your, in my opinion, it's building your crown. Think of it like that, and you can really get through anything.
Yeah. Okay. Think about that.
Yeah, definitely. And you're not alone. You're not alone, Diane. We're all with you in this. So, all right, hang in there. Stay strong. Have a beautiful Memorial Day weekend. We'll be thinking of you. We'll be with you in spirit, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
God bless.
All right. God bless you too. Thank you. Before I get back to the phones, I wanted to share Divine Intimacy Radio on Sunday mornings at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Join Dan and Stephanie Burke as they talk with Tim Glimkowski about the upcoming Eucharistic Congress. Yeah, and it's going to be amazing, especially now that Blessed Carlo got the second miracle. There's going to be such a big emphasis on that, and it's going to be incredible. Tomorrow on the Spirit World, for those of you that follow the Spirit World, Adam and I, we have an exclusive interview with Dr. Mark Miravalli for the entire hour, and he will be taking calls all about Marian apparitions and the new Vatican document that came out on discerning apparitions. It's going to be a fabulous show. I can't wait for that as well. So put that on your calendars for tomorrow. If you're traveling, you can always pick it up because it's on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Okay, Betsy in Texas calling in from Guadalupe Radio Network. I told you Texas was going strong. Hi, Betsy. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm speaking with Debbie.
You are, and we're on the air, so
okay,
go right ahead.
Debbie. Okay, I'm calling, first of all, I'll go quickly. I'm calling to give you a big gold star. And by the way, this show is wonderful, so when you get to heaven, your crown will be way too heavy to wear. You will have to pull it around, like in a little wagon or something, you know, because you're going to have so many jewels in it. But really what I'm calling about is Santos or Santis. I'm not sure I got his name
Santos,
correctly.
Yeah. Yes, Santos.
But you handled that call so beautifully, and I give you big gold stars for that. But what I want to say is many people haven't done the caregiving round yet. And if they have not, he can't possibly know what Maggie is dealing with an adult challenged child. Mm-hmm. Because she, you know, people think when you say caregiving, it's like we're going to feed them and we're going to bathe them and whatever. They don't think about, no. There's a whole lot more than that. We want every day to be good. So we try to keep them stimulated. There's a whole lot more to it. When you sleep, you're sleeping with one eye open and one ear cocked. It is a major 36-hour-a-day thing. So I say he can't really understand it if he hasn't done it. So you did a great job of handling his concerns very well. That's it. That's really all I called for.
Oh my goodness. I just love you for that. You totally made my day. Actually, you probably made my whole entire week. Thank you so much, Betsy. That was so sweet of you. And I appreciate that. And, you know, it really comes from experience, being a caregiver for 11 years for my mom, 2 years for my dad before he passed. And that's why I love, I just want to share because you just jogged my memory here. Michelle Johnson from EWTN, she's the director of communication. She wrote the book on caregiving. And you can, it's available on EWTNRC.com. It's her story of her and her husband, Stu, and it's an amazing book. Actually, Charles, can you look it up real quickly? Michelle, the name, I got to get the exact name. It's Walking the Way for Caregivers. Charles is going to look it up. It's Michelle Johnson's book on caregiving. But I so agree with you, Betsy. And here's the thing. People don't even realize when they are put into a caregiving role, they have no idea what to expect. They don't know what it's like. And when they go through it, they are like, oh my goodness, I didn't even know this was going to be, this was going to happen, you know, every day and there wasn't going to be much change in the future and things like that. And so there's all these overwhelming emotions that come flooding in all the time. And so you're just really trying to cope and survive. The name of the book is Walking the Way of the Cross for Caregivers, How to Cope Practically, Emotionally, and Spiritually When Your Loved One is Seriously Ill. Now, this refers to her story with her husband, Stu, but it could go across the board with being a caregiver in general. But I just want to thank you. Any final comments, Betsy?
That's really all, except that I heard her interviewed. I think Raymond Arroyo maybe interviewed her. And is this where she compares it with the Stations of the Cross or
yes.
something like that?
Yes, yes.
Yes, that is. Oh, I cannot wait to get that book. Yes, I heard her interviewed. And I think that is a fabulous thing, a perfect way to view it from a completely different angle than the way you feel at the time. My last comment is, in a perfect world, if I had my way, everybody who is caregiving would get 2 days out of every 20 to check in a hotel and just sleep.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
And pray and watch TV and, you know, go get their favorite whatever snacks they want and really leave the world behind. 48 hours out of every 20 days.
To get some rest. Yep, I totally agree, Betsy. Oh, I love you. God bless you. Have a beautiful Memorial Day weekend. And because of this conversation, we are going to post Michelle Johnson's book on Take Two, which is take2show.com. We'll post it so people can click on it and if they want to order it. And then also on Facebook, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. But thank you again, Betsy. Oh, John. You hear the music. I was just going to move to you in Toledo, Ohio on Annunciation Radio. I'm so sorry, John. Please post your comment. You can send us an email at take2@ewtn.com. And I didn't even get to all the other social media comments because the chats were going strong. So thanks, you guys. Anna Marie and Anna and Merrily, amazing. Wow. What a great show today. Right before Memorial Day weekend. I love the Take Two family. Show team was great. Ace and Michael and Charles, you're amazing. Thank you to all the affiliates that carry the program. Check out the Spirit World tomorrow. And we'll be back on Tuesday. Susan Tassone on Purgatory is Monday. And have a beautiful and blessed Memorial Day weekend. We'll see you real soon.